You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
So it's time for us to step into our executive lounge this week. And our executive this week is one of the pioneers of a lot more animals in South Africa. In Southern Africa, actually getting a lot more TLC and the medical care that they need. So he qualified as a veterinarian back in 1991. And today sits as the CEO as well as the chair of VTech, which is the largest compounding pharmacy in Southern Africa. His name is Dr. Johan Oosthuizen. And he joins the market update for more. So thanks so much for your time. What is a compounding pharmacy? What exactly does a compounding pharmacy do?
Yes, hi. So a compounding pharmacy is pretty much a retail pharmacy that's got a pharmacist that's suitably trained and qualified to prepare medicines according to the prescription of a veterinarian or, in many cases, that of a medical doctor. So instead of dispensing the off-the-shelf medication that is the common practice, a compounding pharmacist will have special skills in where they can actually customize the medication according to the patient's needs. And that's exactly what we do for our animal patients.
And so I see that this journey at VTech specifically began back in 2003 when was established. So I wanted to ask, this career that you chose, did you choose it or do you think it chose you?
Well, I think it was in circumstances. And my partner, David Gerber, who's a veterinarian from Switzerland who chose to make South Africa his permanent residency, were faced with the challenges of trying to treat our animal patients at the time with for their disease conditions, and there wasn't really suitable medication. You know, we have very unique circumstances in Africa, and specifically in Southern Africa, where we have exotic game species and various animal species that you wouldn't find in Europe or North America. And these animals have to be treated as well, and there's they have to be often immobilized and translocated as part of nature conservation projects. So we were faced with having to find a way of treating these exotic animal species. And we teamed up with pharmacists that we knew at the time and established VTech, which seemed to have solved the problem for the last 20 years.
So what kind of animals exactly do you treat? I mean, how long is your patient list here?
Yeah, well, at the moment, it's quite extensive. We initially started off just with, like I said, the wildlife and the exotic animals. But we tend to find that we soon found that there was a need for pets where people would find it very difficult to give medication to their pets. And they needed some form of medication that was easier to administer. And then about 5 years down the line, we were faced with another challenge, which was the development of resistance to antibiotics. And that is, as you may know, a global problem at this stage.
Sure.
So we developed a program whereby we can monitor the antibiotic resistance in farm animals, and because of this particular program, we were able to compound antibiotics to be used in certain cases where there was challenges which were resistance to the domestic or the normal antibiotics that was available on the market.
Mm. During the COVID-19 pandemic, what we did learn is how vulnerable we were as a continent, given that we did not manufacture not only the COVID vaccine, but quite a number of other medications that we needed that we couldn't get through the ports on time because of the lockdown and the supply chain disruptions that the pandemic did cause. So when it comes to medication for animals, I mean, how much local manufacturing is done here in South Africa? How much is your business involved in the space in any way?
We're not a classic manufacturer, so we do not produce bulk medication. We, like I said, customize it to the needs of the specific farm or the specific domestic animal or wildlife animal. In terms of local manufacturing capacity, we do find that there is a few manufacturers locally that produce the commonly used medication, which is normally dips and dewormers and those kind of medication. As far as the more sophisticated medication, most of it is in actual fact imported. And that's where we also played a role, especially over the COVID period, where the logistics was a challenge. And there was often an out-of-stock situation where we were able to fill the gap when some of the sophisticated medication was not available in South Africa.
Okay, so just in terms of your own personal background and specifically education, so you are a fully fledged qualified veterinarian, but you also have a master's in business leadership. So the question is around what you can advise it takes to do what you do and operate in your industry.
It definitely helped me to have the combination of a business degree and scientific degree, but I think where our big success was to combine the services that veterinarians classically offer with those expertise that you would find with pharmacists and these type of technical people. The challenge is really to manage a business in a South African environment, and I think we've been quite successful in this regard because we are very flexible. Although we've established facility in Midrand in South Africa that can service the South African market, we've also now gone and expanded into Zambia and Namibia, where we've opened up satellite facilities with the same kind of flexibility. And our outlook is quite positive in terms of the Southern African region with regards to this, especially animal health and the veterinary services.
Is that because of the increasing demand for animal health and veterinary services, or the turnaround in economies from some of the difficulties? Just give us a bit of a taste as to why you are seeing a brighter future in the road ahead.
I think we have to realize that Africa has got a tremendous potential in terms of agriculture. And I think the potential is not developed to the full extent, and that there's a great future moving forward. Obviously, there's legislative development that's taking place. And in the past, you would have had maybe situations where there was dumping taking place of certain medication into the region. With the development of legislation, that's now stopped. And we found that it is that our neighboring countries are very inviting in terms of trying to develop their local manufacturing capacity, especially in veterinary medicines.
Interesting. Really interesting take, and it will be, I think, even more interesting to see some of the moves you are making outside of South Africa. So how many pets or animals do you have? What kind of pets are we talking about here?
Oh, too many, I think.
How many is too many? I'm saying this is at home.
Yes, no, we have a range of from cats through to dogs, horses, wild animals. So, yeah, pretty much a zoo.
So where do you stay?
Well, we stay in Pretoria, but we have a farm.
Okay, because I was going to say, I mean, to have a house that's pretty much like a zoo, you need quite a lot of space. If you were to do anything else other than the career that you have chosen, what would it be? Would you not change anything about the decisions that you've made that have got you to where you are thus far?
Yeah, that's a difficult question. I think I found what I did quite satisfying. I think it, we were fortunate because we were at the right place at the right time, and I could actually use what I studied to do. If I had a choice what else I would do, I would probably become a airline pilot. That was my other passion, was flying. But I think it may have been not quite as enjoyable as what I've experienced. So I think I'm quite satisfied with what I have done.
And probably not as impactful as the kind of work that you are doing for the animals that you and your partners are assisting. But we'll leave it there, Dr. Osteza. Thanks so much for your time, sir. He's the CEO at VTech Veterinary Pharmacies.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.